This is Jay Sekulow. The Army recommends no jail time for Bo Bergdahl, but they want to throw out of the Army a Green Beret who defended a child in Afghanistan.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
An Army officer recommending that Bergdahl serve no jail time. He's charged with desertion, misbehavior before the enemy. He was swapped for the Taliban Five in a controversial prisoner exchange last year.
We released five really serious bad guys to get this guy back. The Rose Garden ceremony, we all remember this. So the Army's under tremendous political pressure because if they don't take him at least to that special court-martial and give him some confinement and some severe penalties, then what's going to happen is I think a lot of people are going to look at the Army and go, oh, they folded politically, and it's going to be really bad in morale for the troops because it's like this guy walks off in combat.
Yeah, some pressure there.
This is one of the most disgusting, foul things I've heard. So what we have to do now is we got to let people know what the military's doing, how the lawyers are running the show, how you have a zero defect mentality now, where if you do one thing that's perceived wrong,
over 11 years.
Right. 11 years. So he got to stay in. Marlin's got to stay in. These are the kind of people we want on the ground fighting for us. These are the kind of guys that I want protecting me and my kids. So we're going to fight to keep them in.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, you're going to want to get in this conversation early. I mean, you want to talk about a military with political correctness. And we're big defenders of the military, but we also defend our individual soldiers. But how about this one? Bo Bergdahl, remember him, the deserter in Afghanistan? The president had the Rose Garden celebration when they got him out. We traded five Gitmo detainees. Do you know what the United States Army, six American soldiers died looking for Bergdahl. Do you know what the United States Army is recommending today for his sentence? No time. Not an hour. Nothing. That's the recommendation. At the same time, we've got a Bronze Star recipient, Green Beret, deployed to Afghanistan, who protects a child from sexual abuse, and you know what the Army wants to do with him? Throw him out. So they're going to protect Bergdahl and throw out the guy that was protecting a child on an American military base from sexual abuse from an Afghan police officer. I want your reaction to this at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. This is political correctness, Jordan. This is what's really happened here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's such a contrast that you have a deserter who's being told that the Army, you know, is recommending no imprisonment, and yet you've got a soldier who stepped up in the face of this horrible abuse. And the New York Times did a huge expose on the way these children, specifically young boys, have been abused by grown men who are part of the coalition forces, the Afghan local police, is specifically the ALP, who uses our bases. They're on bases.
Right.
And there were reports that they were even allowed to bring these boys onto the bases. This soldier, Green Beret, did something about it. He's now facing full punishment. And what a contrast then when you look at someone like the Bergdahl situation, all that the U.S. did to get him released from the Taliban, and then ultimately, even after he was found to be a deserter, they're recommending no jail time.
All right, we're taking your calls on all of this at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Bo Bergdahl, to get no time, a Bronze Star recipient, Green Beret, to be thrown out of the Army for protecting a child. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. We're also up on Facebook and Periscope.
That's right. All the people are joining us right now. If you're on Facebook or Periscope, comment in. I'm taking them down. A lot of people sharing their outrage, and you can be part of that conversation right now. There's an easy way to do it. Just go to Facebook, facebook.com/JaySekulow, or the Jay Sekulow page. You'll see the first post there is actually a live video. We're broadcasting live during the show and during the breaks. You can get your comments in that way, and we get them on the air, as well as on Periscope. Through the Periscope app, just go to @JaySekulow. We're there live.
We have a petition up right now, 28,000 signatures to defend this hero, this Green Beret. We want to do that. We're asking them, we're going to demand the military not discharge this hero, Bronze Star recipient. You go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, and let's stand up for the soldier. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to take action today. This is an outrage. Bergdahl walks. And a Green Beret to be discharged involuntarily from the Army. We'll talk to you more in a moment.
It's shameful and despicable. The U.S. Army is threatening to kick out a Green Beret war hero for defending a child from rape. What's worse, reports that the military has allowed Afghanistan forces to sexually abuse young children on U.S. bases. Children, young boys and girls are being raped and abused. And Sergeant Charles Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. The ACLJ is sending a critical legal letter to the Secretary of Defense, demanding direct action to stop this moral outrage and reinstate the brave Green Beret who exposed it. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from rape. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
I chose the morally right decision because moral law transcends all boundaries and organizations. This is the words of Sergeant First Class Charles Martland, former college football player at FSU, a Christian, who sent a letter to our friend Congressman Duncan Hunter, who was on the broadcast on Friday, saying that this was absolutely outrageous. He intervened when an Afghan police officer on an American military base was sexually abusing a child, which has been a problem, as Jordan mentioned, on these bases. Now, Than, you said something during the break. I want to set it up now for everybody. You want to talk to us on this, by the way, including Bo Bergdahl, where the Army's going to recommend no jail time. But let's talk about, Than, the politics of this, because this is going to take real political grassroots activism here.
It's going to take a significant effort, Jay. I mean, the Department of Defense, really, unfortunately, yep, they are dug in here. There was a 60-day delay in the involuntary discharge of Sergeant Martland. That only
happened
because...
So let me let everybody know what happened there. Yep. So he's going to be involuntarily discharged, two tours of duty, Bronze Star recipient, Green Beret, protects a child from sexual abuse on a military base in Afghanistan, and the military wants to throw him out.
Yeah, that's the polite way of saying he's going to, yep, be kicked out. He's going to be kicked out of the military because he defended a child who was being abused. The delay in the kicking out, Jay, is only happening because members of Congress took notice. But Congressman Hunter told us last week that the only way we get a permanent positive solution, yep, on this is if the Department of Defense is essentially shamed into reversing it. That's what we have to do. We have to rise up to the tune of 100,000 of our members and say, we will not stand for this. We will get the soldiers back.
Folks, I urge you to go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name to this petition. What we're calling on is that this officer, this Green Beret, not be discharged. He has served our country honorably. We've got 29,000 signatures. Than thinks, and I agree, we need 100,000 here. As you heard, the fact of the matter is, as Congressman Duncan said, we have got to get grassroots support here. The United States Army is threatening to kick out a Green Beret war hero from defending a child from sexual abuse. And at the same time, Bo Bergdahl, they're recommending him walk. A deserter where six Americans were killed.
I think we need to explain a little bit more. People are curious why. How are they justifying kicking him out for stopping this? One person even commented, essentially, you know, this is on American soil and it's against American law,
right,
to abuse a child. So why are they throwing out? What is the history that made them, yeah, come to that decision? Why is it bad that he protected a child?
So the military's view is that even though an officer was with him, it was in consultation with an officer, that's not the way they prefer to handle it. They prefer, while these activities are going on, they prefer to go to the Afghan authorities. And Jordan, the Afghan authorities are a farce, and we know that. But this is the military trying to save face, and instead the guy paying the price here is a decorated Bronze Star Green Beret, and I'm comparing it again, Bo Bergdahl walks.
Yeah, that's right. So this is the Afghan local police, which is on our bases in Afghanistan. So they stay on our bases. They get that protection. And this was, there's been ongoing accounts. New York Times did a huge expose on the abuse of children, specifically young boys, by these grown men in the Afghan local police. The ALP is what they're known as, and how the military has been told to look the other way. This Sergeant First Class Charles Martland couldn't do that anymore. And he also said it was also impacting the reputation of the entire force, whether it was the U.S. forces because they were doing nothing about it, or the local police because it was losing the respect of the people. He did something about it, and this local police commander complained, and the U.S. military right now is siding with the local Afghan police commander. Yep. No one is saying, by the way, no one is disputing that this police commander was involved in this child abuse.
That's exactly right. Listen to what Representative Duncan Hunter, this is number 29, had to say about this.
You talk about, certain types of post-traumatic stress. You have a 20-year-old kid who's serving in the Army or the Marine Corps and sees this happen and thinks to himself at night, what am I doing here? Well, I thought I was on Team USA, standing for the principles and values that we hold dear in this country. At the very least, that means not allowing the horrible child abuse by people that we have put in power. And that would keep me up at night if I saw that and I was told by my senior officers or enlisted to stand down.
By the way, Congressman Hunter, also a decorated military veteran of ours as well. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls or get some comments up.
Sure, we do have a lot of comments. A lot of people are just sharing their outrage in this situation. In general, people just can't believe it. A lot of people curious why it's not being covered as much as they would hope on mainstream media, as they haven't really.
Because we're in political season.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the way this is, and this is the politics of this. I mean, Fox has done a good job of covering both of these situations. They're waiting for the formal announcement on Bergdahl. Could come, Will, as early as today, correct? Yeah, so we could get that any moment here, but they've already said that. Yeah,
we have comments related to that. We had a disc golf who said Bergdahl's a traitor and should be tried for treason. We had another people who said, I'm so terribly sad about the state of this country. And a lot of people obviously going back to that day when the president and the Rose Garden had parents out and there was the big celebration. And that was part of how everything has been turned around since then.
Yeah, well, that's part of, look, that whole thing with Bergdahl was part of a show by the president. And the end result of that was, and the president knew at that time that Bergdahl had deserted. They'd known that six Americans were killed trying to track him down. And they're going to let him walk. And they're going to throw out a decorated Green Beret who stood up for children on an American military base. That's the irony. Let's take a phone call.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got a lot of calls coming in. If you want to join us, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Michael, who's calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Hi, Michael.
Hello. Listen, I appreciate the fact that you're simplifying this for your audience, but we have to know the specific language that the Army is using to throw this guy out. Are they saying he disobeyed an order?
No, they have said that. This is what they've said. They put a letter in his file that then said that the protocol, not just being an order, an officer was there with him. The captain was there who removed the guy as well from the base. So they put an order in his file, which then made him subject to this drawdown, the downsizing, because of basically a demerit. And the demerit was, in the military's opinion, that's not the way they prefer to handle it. They would have rather gone to another Afghan police officer, which these guys had done over, this was one, by the way, one incident over 11 years. Fan, that's what's really happening here, right?
Yeah, the demerit in this situation was the fact that he intervened in this case. And listen, this is an important call because people have to understand this. Yes, there is one case involved here, but it just cannot be the foreign policy position of the United States that when we have a leading military presence in the region, we are going to look the other way when a child is being abused because it is, quote, the cultural norm.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
And Jordan, this happened on a military base, on a United States military base with deployed troops, and this was happening on the base.
Yeah, that's right. And this has not just been exposed by the conservative media or members of Congress, but the New York Times as well, that brought a lot of attention to this specific case. I think notified a lot of these members of Congress about what was going on here, brought light to because there's a gag order in place here. So, again, on a military base in Afghanistan, a U.S. military base where we house our soldiers, but also some of these Afghan local police commanders.
Yep.
That this abuse was ongoing, it was rampant, and in this specific case, an individual, he got involved. The Sergeant First Class Charles Martland got involved and wanted and removed this individual from the base, and that's what caused the dust up here. Is that they removed this individual because of the harm it was causing to the reputation of the armed forces working in this region, also to the local police who was damaging as well, and obviously would not stop this horrendous abuse. And the children were coming to the American soldiers. That's probably also something we need to note. Children were coming to the American soldiers for help.
Yeah, they were. This was on the military base. And by the way, Sergeant Green Beret Martland was described by many of his teammates, fellow soldiers, as the finest soldier they've ever served alongside. Bronze Star recipient. This is what's taking place. We got an interesting comment coming in via Twitter.
Yeah, we do have a comment coming in via Twitter, pulling up here right now. This is from Curtis. He said, where is the senior military command coming to the defense and protection of their soldiers?
That's the irony. Now, I think what's happened is the political pressure from the Department of Defense is what's leading this, not the military itself. Am I right on that, Than? It is the political pressure from the, what we're surmising, is the political pressure from the Department of Defense. The military, this was, these young kids were begging these soldiers for help, and they were being forced to turn the other way, and they couldn't do it anymore.
There is zero question about the fact that that is accurate, Jay,
yep.
And that's why the reverse political pressure has to be put on the Secretary of Defense, and then also, by extension, the President of the United States. He's
exactly.
The Commander-in-Chief. He should put pressure on the Secretary of Defense to reverse this immediately.
I want your comments on this whole situation, including the Bo Bergdahl situation, at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Now, we've got a petition that's up. We're going to bat for this soldier. We want his discharge stopped. We're building the case. We're working with Congressman Duncan Hunter. We are going to demand from the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of Army that he not be discharged. He said, I chose the morally right decision because the moral laws transcend all boundaries. But this happened in the United States of America military base. And then Bo Bergdahl walking. You go to ACLJ.org right now and sign that petition. Let's help this Green Beret. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Logan's letting you know how you can talk to us on air and get your comments in as well.
That's right. You can obviously call us at 1-800-684-3110. Or easier and a little bit more fun, join us on Facebook and on Periscope, Facebook.com/JSeculo and at Periscope at JSeculo. You'll find us streaming there live right now during the breaks and for the remaining program.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It's shameful and despicable. The U.S. Army is threatening to kick out a Green Beret war hero for defending a child from rape. What's worse, reports that the military has allowed Afghanistan forces to sexually abuse young children on U.S. bases. Children, young boys and girls, are being raped and abused. And Sergeant Charles Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. The ACLJ is sending a critical legal letter to the Secretary of Defense demanding direct action to stop this moral outrage and reinstate the brave Green Beret who exposed it. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martlin for defending a child from rape. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. So we're expecting any moment the United States Army to announce that, in fact, Bo Bergdahl is going to be recommended no jail time for desertion. At the same time, we've got a Green Beret who has received a Bronze Star, Sergeant First Class Charles Martlin, who with his captain intervened to protect a child on a military base that was being abused by an Afghan soldier on a United States military base, and the United States military, especially the Department of Defense, wants to throw him out. That's what's happening. We're taking your calls and comments at 800-684-3110. A lot of comments, a lot of calls coming in.
Sure, a lot of one person just came in and said the Green Beret did the correct and right thing. Now the military wants to punish him?
Yep.
Sickening.
It is sickening.
And then a couple other comments. People just don't understand the situation. One person said, why are these kids on the base? Where are they coming from? Where are their parents?
So
it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Maybe reset it up a little bit for people.
So these bases, Jordan, I think Jordan knows more. He knows the details. But the bases are gigantic. I mean, these are like cities. So they check Afghan locals. There's Afghan police assisting on the base.
Soldiers or forces?
No, they're American. These are American soldiers on an American base in Afghanistan.
Okay.
Afghan police officers are allowed to come on and help with security. They're cleared. But they were bringing these young – there are a lot of people on the bases, families, because they're selling wares and selling food and helping with the – these are huge operations with tens of thousands of soldiers. And these reports, Jordan, started coming into these Marines and Army soldiers that this was an ongoing problem. This wasn't brand new.
Well, yeah, and in this case, the New York Times did a huge expose on the child abuse happening – on U.S. bases and bases that are part of the international security.
So these are U.S. bases
in Afghanistan.
Right.
US bases. They're under the ISAF, the International Security Assistance Force. This was a forward operating base in a province in northern Afghanistan. A mother here brought her child to the U.S. authorities and to the medical examiner there on the base to confirm this abuse. The abuse occurred. They confronted the Afghan local police commander, and they get the protection of the United States in the fight against the Taliban.
Right.
The commander laughed this off, said, you know, they're not going to change. This is what they do. And again, you know, we're supposed to be accept this as well. This is part of culture. And that was too much. There was a confrontation. And this commander, you know, was asked to leave and to do something about this. And so, again, it was just a soldier who said, you know, enough is enough. I cannot
stand by. With a captain.
Stand
with his captain. Right.
That's right, with a captain and with the family coming. So it wasn't him intervening on his own. It was not vigilante style. This is a family that came to the U.S. soldiers
and
for help.
And something else though that's important here is the mother, who was also beaten up by this Afghan police officer, when they confronted the police officer, he laughed. And then when it got investigated, he said, well, we want this to be handled only through the Afghan police authorities. It's happening on a U.S. military base. That's the problem. Again, if you want to stand up for this Green Beret, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Malachi is calling from Whittier, California. Welcome to JSEC here live.
Hi, Malachi.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good.
I have a couple comments. I was in the infantry for 5 years,
yep.
And then I had a
Thanks
break in
service
for a year.
Yep.
And got back in as what combatants like to call the pogue. But my first comment is about the Green Beret. I want to first say that I don't know if the audience knows a lot about Green Berets, but these are guys who have already set themselves apart from even
right.
the combat MOSs. They are guys who've spent more time in training than some of us have spent in the Army.
Right.
Or a Green Beret is Army. Combatants or combat MOSs don't get as much credit as is due to them. They are the
right.
ones doing
okay.
the majority of the work.
Right.
And my time in, I saw a big push with the political correctness.
Yeah. And that's what this is.
In. especially being going from a combat MOS to a what we would call a POG MOS. I was going to be air traffic
Yeah, so
control.
I think this is you're exactly correct. I mean, this is, you know, that they're saying, the Afghans say, well, this is normative in their culture. Well, you know, it's not normative in the United States culture, and the fact of the matter is it's on an American military base. And you're right. This guy's a Green Beret. He is well-trained. And the reality is, with this captain, they made a decision. And the military fan has to make – these soldiers have to make decisions like this all the time.
No question about it. So much of our success in these situations, Jay, depends on changing hearts and minds in the region that we are deployed in. And can you think of anything more damaging to that effort than our guys who are in charge, the good guys with the guns, refusing to stand up for children who are being abused? If we don't stand up for them, Jay, there is no way we win that fundamental battle. And then there is, in contrast, no way we win the underlying battle as well.
No, you're absolutely correct. Let's take another phone call or comment.
Sean is calling from Niagara Falls, New York. You're on the air.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, I just wanted to call in. A lot of people miss out that that he was a private when he went missing.
You're talking about Sergeant Bo Bergdahl.
As missing instead of a deserter.
Right.
Somehow, I don't know how he got advanced to sergeant.
I could tell you what happened. So he was due for, even though at some point early on here, they realized he was a deserter. They did missing first, then they realized he was a deserter. Six American soldiers die trying to find him. He gets an automatic promotion. On June 12, 2011, he's promoted to sergeant because it was an automatic promotion. Now, when the president had that Rose Garden meeting, the fact of the matter is, at that point, they knew that he was basically a deserter. Remember the pat he gets from the Taliban on the way in when he's being released? We traded five Gitmo detainees for Bo Bergdahl, who's going to get no time today. That's the irony of all of this. And that's what makes this so outrageous. Shauna, thanks for your service. We appreciate that. Let's take some more calls or comments. Probably comments. I think we're running tight on time. And let people know how to watch the rest of the broadcast.
Sure, we will. People are commenting from all around the country and all around the world about what's going on. But Bergdahl and also with the Green Beret. A lot of people are just, again, just outraged. One part, Rosanna just posts, seriously, we are punishing heroes now.
Yeah.
We reward traitors and punish heroes. This is not the country I grew up in, said Vernon Scott. This is the typical sentiment that we're seeing right now on social media. You can be a part of this conversation, too. Watch the show live. Interact with studio quality audio. As we come to the end of the first half hour, some of you will lose the second half hour of the show, but no, we do a full hour broadcast every day. If you're not on SiriusXM or the stations that carry it, all you have to do is go to a few different ways you can do it. If you want audio only, if you're driving, you just want to go to audio only, ACLJ.org, click the big lesson, listen live button. It's going to start playing from where you left off. Also, if you want to interact with the show, though, be on the air. Talk to people who have different points of view, or a lot of them have the same point of view. Do that on Facebook, facebook.com/JSeculo. Click the latest post. You'll see it's a live video. We're talking to you live during the breaks as well. The same feed on Periscope. We're talking and taking comments on Periscope. If you have the Periscope app, just at JSeculo or just search for JSeculo. You'll see we're broadcasting there live for the remainder of the show, for the next half hour and the full hour every day.
All right, folks, what we want you to do is we go to that break. You go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Congressman Duncan Hunter asked us to build up grassroots support for this Green Beret. I'm asking you to do it right now. Everybody that's listening, he should not be discharged for protecting a child. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We need everybody that's watching by Periscope and Facebook, million of you listening by radio. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want to take action right now. 31,158 signatures for this Bronze Star recipient Green Beret. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Take action right now. We're going to be back and more with your comments and calls. Again, as Logan said, ACLJ.org for streaming of the audio only. JSeculo on Facebook. And you can actually watch the whole broadcast, of course, on Periscope as well. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
The ACLJ is sending a critical legal letter to the Secretary of Defense demanding direct action to stop this moral outrage and reinstate the brave Green Beret who exposed it. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martlin for defending a child from rape. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. We'll be right back.
podcast, everyone. So we've got the tale of two military situations right now. Bo Bergdahl, the Army's recommending no jail time for desertion. Six Americans killed finding him. Five Taliban Gitmo detainees, Al-Qaeda, transferred out of Gitmo to get Bo Bergdahl back. By the way, of course, we have four Americans. Jason Rezaian, convicted, by the way, in Iran. We don't have the sentence yet. I mean, we're monitoring for that. And then we have a Green Beret, Sergeant First Class Charles Martland, who intervened with his captain to protect a child on a military base in Afghanistan, and they're throwing him out of the Army, or trying to. Here's what Representative Hunter had to say about this on the broadcast on Friday, number 30.
The Army needs the American people to trust them. They need the America's moms and dads to entrust their child with them. And I think that's hard to do when you see the facts of this case right now. And I think, frankly, the Army's got a lot of making up to do for this. I mean, and the more pressure that the American people put on, and the more pervasive this becomes and ubiquitous in the news cycle, more people that see and hear this, I think at some point the Army has to go, hey, this is enough is enough. We can't deal with this much bad press and still have people volunteering to join.
So, you know, Jordan, I'm looking at the situation here. You got both cases, and I believe it's not the soldiers commanding officers, because we know a captain was with the Green Beret. This is political correctness coming out of the White House. Again, this whole situation, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's Bo Bergdahl, did not meet the narrative of the White House.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this was not what they wanted coming out. So whether it was Bo Bergdahl, who, remember, was five Taliban commanders were traded for his release, a lot of criticism there. So if they turned around and this was someone who, as a deserter, was prosecuted for the desertion and then imprisoned for the desertion, fully punished, punitive punishment, which the Army is now saying they are not recommending any punitive punishment whatsoever for Bo Bergdahl, that, again, that goes right into the Obama narrative that what they did was the right judgment call, that this was not someone who had violated the normal standards to an extent where he should face punitive damages at all, or any kind of punitive action, whether that was imprisonment or other fines, and that's why the Army's recommending that. You contrast that with a sergeant who stepped in, a Green Beret who stepped in because of a mother coming to these U.S. soldiers at a forward operating base. We have to remember, they have to make judgment calls. They have to make decisions. They are out in the battlefield about how to deal with locals. They don't always have a huge command structure, there to make every minute-by-minute decision. This abuse had been reported. It had been documented by the medical examination team at this operating base, and these members of our Army decided to do something about it, to remove this Afghan local police commander, and to, again, to try and win back some of the trust from the locals and from the people who they're supposed to be protecting, working with, and even fighting side by side with.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's why, you understand, these are huge bases, tens of thousands of soldiers and others, civilians in the area that are cleared. That's what part of this is.
Absolutely. And people are just chiming in with these comments. One person said, how can this be political correctness? It's child abuse.
Yep.
And I think that's
at a U.S. military base.
I think that's everyone's sort of sentiment in general. People are just abhorred at this whole situation.
Well, the fact of the matter is, and Than, the reality is, I think this is all coming from the Department of Defense. It's like the Bergdahl situation. This is all that's what this is about. But we've got to mobilize a lot of people very quickly to protect this sergeant.
There's no question about it. The only reason there was a 60-day delay in the first place, Jay, is because Congress became aware of it. But that is not going to extend. If this is going to be a permanent reversal, it is going to take tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of the American people rising up and saying, you know what, Sergeant Martland did the right thing, and really shaming the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, and the President of the United States into doing the right thing.
All right, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, but we want you to sign on to this petition as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's protect this Green Beret. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We'll take more of your phone calls when we come back from the break as well at 1-800-684-3110. And Logan, we're going to be taking comments, of course, from Periscope and Facebook as well.
That's right. Periscope and Facebook, join with us now. We got a lot of comments. I'll do my best to get through a lot of them, but you can join the conversation, be a part of the discussion now. Facebook.com/JSeculo or Periscope at JSeculo. Or we got a couple lines open again, 1-800-684-3110, and get your voice heard.
It's shameful and despicable. The U.S. Army is threatening to kick out a Green Beret war hero for defending a child from rape. What's worse, reports that the military has allowed Afghanistan forces to sexually abuse young children on U.S. bases. Children, young boys and girls are being raped and abused. And Sergeant Charles Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. The ACLJ is sending a critical legal letter to the Secretary of Defense, demanding direct action to stop this moral outrage and reinstate the brave Green Beret who exposed it. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from rape. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We got a couple people during the break were asking about Duncan Hunter's background militarily. Well, let me tell you this. Of course, he's a congressman right now, served in the seat that his father previously held. After the September 11th attacks, he quit his job, joined the United States Marine Corps. He served three combat tours overseas, two in Iraq, one in Afghanistan. He's still a Marine reservist. He was promoted to the rank of captain in 2006 and to the rank of major in 2012. So he knows firsthand what the situation is. Now, understand this. He is galvanizing support because he is concerned that this Green Beret is going to be thrown out of the military. At the same time, Bo Bergdahl is about to be, at least the Army recommendation on him, a deserter, is going to be no jail time, but they're going to throw out the Green Beret for protecting a child. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ and also a colonel, United States Army, retired. We were talking during the break to our friends on Facebook and Periscope, Skip, that in fact what this soldier did with the captain, his officer, was what you're trained to do in the military.
Absolutely. We have a situation here where the Army teaches and emphasizes seven values, and one of those core values is integrity. And the Army describes it this way. Simply put, integrity is doing what's right. Integrity is trusting your instincts to do the right thing morally and legally. And when you're in a situation where a child is being abused and you know that's happening, you have a moral obligation to stop that. He did exactly the right thing, especially since somehow this type of activity was taking place on an installation controlled by the United States military.
I want to underscore what Skip just said. This is a U.S. military installation we're talking about here. All right, we've got comments. We've got a lot of calls coming, and let's go right to them, Logan.
Yeah, let's go to a phone call. Douglas is calling from Denton, Texas. Douglas, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You are on the air.
Good morning.
Yep.
I am also retired from the Air Force.
Thank you for your service.
Believe me, it was my pleasure. But one thing that every service member is taught is you cannot be ordered to violate the law. And child rape is a violation of the law. And what really needs to happen here is they need to find out who ordered this guy to stand down and prosecute him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not being court-martialed. It's an involuntary discharge. And Skip, explain to everybody what that is, an involuntary discharge.
When the Army downsizes like they're going through right now, they have what they call a qualitative management program. And what they do is they run soldiers through that who have some mark on their record. And this counseling session or whatever reprimand he received was a mark on his record, and that sets him apart. at least in this context, and makes him a less than sterling soldier. This was he was set up pure and simple for this, but they're doing it that way because they were trying to keep it below the horizon so nobody would know that they're getting rid of this guy silently, and he stood up and is being counted, he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, let me play Senator Gillibrand, Democrat from New York, questioning on this to General John Campbell.
So what would we do today? So if it was reported that you hear screaming from Afghan military or Afghan troops, from commanders, from children, what would our soldiers do?
Our soldiers should report that up their chain of command.
And then what does the chain of command do with that information?
Ma'am, we would make sure that that information got to the right authorities within the Afghan government, to the senior leadership.
You got to be, Jordan, this is, by the way, we want your comments on this and compare it to the Bo Bergdahl situation at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. But there is no excuse for this. You heard what the general said, ported up the command. This is on a United States military base, a huge military base.
Yeah, and there is no excuse because it's being reported directly to our soldiers, so that weighs on their conscience as well. It's not something they're hearing about, a rumor. They're not being told by a reporter. They're actively having family members, mothers, come up to them with their children, having them medically examined, seeing the reports that come out confirming the abuse that has occurred. And then they're told, to rely on those same authorities who are guilty of this, who are guilty of carrying out this abuse, to rely on them to do something about it, to rectify the situation. We know the rampant problems there have been with the Afghan local police, the Afghan government, and with all of the various issues that the Afghan central government is having to deal with, security issues. This seems something that should be handled more at the local level where the bases are, and that it is up to our soldiers, it is up to our military. If we are there with this kind of presence, if we're sheltering these individuals, which we are, paying for their training, giving them weapons, providing them support, then we are responsible for their actions to some extent, and especially responsible for doing something about actions we know have occurred. After the incident, to actually rectify the situation.
So here's what the sergeant said. He says, "I chose morally the right decision because moral law transcends all boundaries and organizations." This is Sergeant Maitland. He then said, "I learned about the moral right from the Christian values and beliefs of Coach Bobby Bound at Florida State." He was a Florida State football player, by the way. "We all learned about the moral right, of course, during," and he compares that to what happened at Penn State where they were ignoring this. Now, this is happening on a military base in the United States Army military base in Afghanistan, and this idea that you're going to report it up the chain of command is absurd. I'm taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We urge you to call and get involved in this conversation. We also want your comments on the Bo Bergdahl recommendation of no jail, six soldiers killed trying to rescue Bergdahl. We got a lot of comments coming in, Logan.
Yeah, Bonnie just said on Facebook, to report it, referring obviously to the comments before from the general, I believe.
Yeah, it was General John Campbell. He said, "We report it to the Afghan authorities."
Yeah, Bonnie said, "Report it. How many more children will be assaulted in the meantime?"
Well, that's because the Afghan authorities will do nothing. And this is happening on the base, on an American military base.
There's a lot of comments, obviously, about the administration, everything that's happened. Do you see this as a correlation to what's been going on?
Policy-wise?
Yes.
All right. So, Skip, I think that both in the Bergdahl situation and with this sergeant, that both of these are a narrative that the White House is orchestrating. I don't believe that the officers are saying, "Let's throw this Green Beret out." I believe this is because you said it was from that automatic drawdown, but that marks in his record. And I think the politics of this and also the Bo Bergdahl situation, Skip, are very, very serious here.
I think exactly right. This also, you have to keep in mind that they have some type of an order that this soldier is not supposed to be able to even defend himself publicly. Well, that has to be put on there because they don't want to face the reaction that we are going to cause by talking about this. With respect to the Bergdahl situation, let's keep in mind that this is an Article 32 investigation. This is like a grand jury that has just happened, and that recommendation does not have to be followed by the court-martial convening authority. He does not have to follow that at all. So he could raise it back up to a general court-martial and go for a lot higher charge.
Yep.
But his legal advisors will give him the advice and see if that it makes sense what the Article 32 investigation
did.
Yeah,
so
that
one's not over yet. Right. That one's not over yet. So 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us in here. I want to play this. because they brought up the question that came in, Logan, was about the politics of the situation.
Right.
Yeah, so let me – this is an interview Steve Cross did with CBS 60 Minutes yesterday with Putin involving Vladimir Putin and the president and leadership. Listen to this response.
He's challenging your leadership, Mr. President. Yeah, challenging your leadership.
Steve, I got to tell you, if you think that running your economy into the ground and having to send troops in order to prop up your only ally is leadership, then we've got a different definition of leadership. My definition of leadership would be leading on climate change and international accord that potentially we'll get in Paris.
Now, Jordan, the president of the United States, and I want our comments from our friends that are listening to the broadcast right now and also Facebook and Twitter and Periscope. The president says Vladimir Putin's not leading because he's propping up his ally. Of course, our allies don't even trust us. Real leadership is leading on climate change. He compared the situation in Syria and Iraq to climate change.
That shows you right there how inept this president is in dealing with ISIS and the war on terror and these complex international matters. No one's taking away from the complexity, but he's downplaying as if it's not, if it's no big deal. I mean, the climate change is more important to lead on. This is what has Vladimir Putin just laughing, and most of the world laughing, by the way. We've gotten to a point where we have no allies in most of this region. He's damaged the relationship with Israel to an extent where that allegiance and that, again, long-term relationship is in question. You look at our allies, usual allies like Egypt, like Saudi Arabia, like Jordan, they're upset because of the Iranian nuclear deal. So he's isolated them and may put them in a very difficult spot. And then you look at Syria, and we really don't have any allies left. In fact, we canceled our training program of any kind of opposition troops in Syria after spending about $500 million and only training 4 or 5 people, all who have been killed by ISIS or the Assad forces.
All right, we're going to take more phone calls. Logan's going to let you know also how you can sign this petition, but also if you want to talk to us on air, we're going to take a lot of calls this last segment.
That's right. If you want to sign the petition, be a part of it, 1-877-989-2255 if you're calling in. But easily, ACLJ.org, you just go there, click sign, you'll be done in just a second, and stand up for these soldiers. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We got 35 seconds left in this segment. We got a few lines open. We're going to take as many questions or comments as we can. So give us a call right now to get on the air in our final segment. 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Also, join us as usual on Facebook and on Periscope, live broadcasting right now. Be a part of that conversation every day, broadcasting the entire program live. But again, a couple lines open, and we want to hear your thoughts. 1-800-684-3110. Be right back for the final segment of JSEC Heal Live.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It's shameful and despicable. The U.S. Army is threatening to kick out a Green Beret war hero for defending a child from rape. What's worse, reports that the military has allowed Afghanistan forces to sexually abuse young children on U.S. bases. Children, young boys and girls, are being raped and abused. And Sergeant Charles Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. The ACLJ is sending a critical legal letter to the Secretary of Defense demanding direct action to stop this moral outrage and reinstate the brave Green Beret who exposed it. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martlin for defending a child from rape. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
By the way, a huge response for this Bronze Star recipient, Green Beret Sergeant, First Class, Charles Martland, who was a former FSU football player, Christian guy, stood up for the child that was being abused by an Afghan officer, now being thrown out of the military. Skip, you said, Jordan brought up a point, how does this get handled? But I raised the question, if you're on a base, you saw an active illegal action, you've had this experience where you've seen it, as an officer, what do you do?
You're morally obligated to take action. If there is a crime appearing in front of you or around you, you are morally obliged to take action. If the order that said they shouldn't is a bankrupt order, it's an unlawful order. You cannot tell somebody that they may not obey the law. So it seems to me that that's what we need to fight when we fight for this gentleman, that we need to make sure that we identify who gave the order and what the order was.
Listen to what General Campbell, I mean, this was going to what Jordan said earlier. Listen to what General Campbell said to the Senate Armed Services Committee. This is unbelievable. This is what he said.
If something was brought through my chain of command to me and that there was abuse of children, this is criminal conduct, I would make sure I went to the Afghans and said, you know, here is a report. You need to go check out this report. And I would expect them to be able to do that. We work through our essential function three and the rule of law folks I have to continue to help provide, train, advise, assist in this area with our senior Afghans, with their military lawyers as well.
I mean, those are absurd, politically correct, horrible responses. She's been ashamed of themselves for making those things. No disrespect to the general, but really, we would assume that the Afghans are going to handle it. Not exactly.
We got a comment from Laura on Periscope. Said saving that one child's life is far more important than the pathetic chain of command.
Yeah, and a chain of command that would not do what they said. This is the government covering. That's what this bureaucratic nonsense. And that was a great comment. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yeah, we also had one from Gary Goldberg who said you never have to obey an unlawful order.
Skip, that's correct, right? Unlawful orders.
You don't have to obey it. In fact, you're obligated not to obey it.
All right, there you go. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
All right, Tim's calling from Jewel Ridge, Virginia. Tim, welcome to JSAC here live.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. Listen, I want to send out a word that this soldier and his superior, I'm very proud of them.
Yep.
I pray for them at night, and I would pray that other soldiers would step up and follow the lead. But my question is, if this has been going on for quite some time, and there's that many people on the base, how did this incident of them standing up and saying no become so public?
Great comment, question, Tim. And the reality is it did because, Jordan, what happened here, and this is important for everybody to understand, this sergeant, Green Beret, 11-year veteran, multiple tours of duty, was part of a takedown order, a shrinking of the government, and because he had this in his record, they were going to remove him. This was, a demerit, basically. And now that we've got people all over the world talking about it, and we're already up to 33,000 signatures on our way to 100,000. The fact is, that's what brought it to the attention, was that they were starting to remove him from the military, and they were able to do that because of this mark in his record. Right, Jordan?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so, again, this all ties into the Obama administration's policy decisions and now this changing the size. And so looking at who they can cut, why they should cut, and that's how he came up, is because he had this in his record. It wasn't that he was immediately cut or something like that. This was a longer-term process.
But this becomes a process upon which he can be terminated. Go ahead, let's take another caller comment.
Sarah's calling in from Montgomery County, Maryland. Sarah, welcome to JSAC Here Live.
Hi, Sarah.
Yes, hello. Hello again. When you had the woman speaking that was interviewing someone and they said, you go up the chain of command and then they reach out to the Afghan, that makes us complicit in a sin. We have to watch this going on? No, thank you. And I'm getting everybody to please sign. I've already signed, getting other people to get groups. Because if we don't act now, we're complicit with
this. Well, I think you're absolutely correct. And Skip, I think that what we have to understand here, and this is the reality of what we're dealing with, is that they're trying to make, they're using, of course, this was in his letter, so he's, this is the reason he's part of this, you know, shrinking of the military, so to speak. But he was brought to the attention, was checked out by medical officers on the base, and the Afghan police officer laughed.
Oh, absolutely. And then when you have this general sitting there so passively, he should be angry that this occurred. I mean, he should be standing up for
a soldier. Right. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Loyalty goes up and down, and it seems to me that they expect loyalty from the sergeant, but they're not giving loyalty down from the commanders, and the commander should be standing up for a guy who stands up and is counted.
Yep.
And a time to protect a defenseless child.
Absolutely right.
Got a couple comments. Jeffrey Campbell said, where's the honor of the military to stand for what is right? And then Daryl just chimed in. The Green Berets, I know, distinguish themselves by always standing up for what is right.
So well, I think that, you know, we talked about the training of a Green Beret, the service. You do stand up for what's right. You disobey an unlawful order. You protect a child on your own military base. I don't think that's even complicated. But now our military, Bo Bergdahl walks and the sergeant, Charles Martland, they're going to throw out. Representative Hunter also said this, number 27.
What's bad about this, though, anyway, is instead of the Army taking the common sense road here and saying time out, we realize that we made a mistake here. We're gonna fix it. They're making us try to find these administrative errors to then correct the process. I mean, it's sad when a bunch of lawyers can tell the warriors what to do in time of war, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, and like I said, he gets caught in this, and we're doing everything we can. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to stand up and fight back for this soldier. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's take another call.
All right, RJ's calling from San Antonio, Texas. Welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, RJ.
Yes. I cannot believe that Sergeant Martland is being victimized by this when he's trying to do the right thing. If he was in the public sector and he was fired from his job for protecting a child from sexual assault.
Right.
I mean, everybody would be outraged.
Of course.
The president on down.
Here's the problem. And Skip, this is the thing. When I listened to General Campbell's comments, and you said this kind of passive chain of command, this ignores the reality of an abuse situation live, happening, and you know it's happening, and acting and not intervene. How do you not intervene?
Well, obviously we have a gentleman there. And Sergeant Martland, who did intervene because he has integrity. But let's remember one other thing. Here's a gentleman who's gone over there. He's volunteered to put his life on the line for us, and we're going to toss him out of the Army because he stood up for a defenseless child. There is no excuse for not standing up for him, and there's no excuse for what the Army is doing to him right now. And I'm an Army guy, and it just breaks my heart that this is happening.
Yeah, so Jordan, quickly here, the political pressure needs to be quick, and it needs to be now on our end.
That's absolutely right. And this will take, as these members of Congress who are doing the right thing here, asking for the American people's support. So let's stand by them. Let's give them that support, that grassroots support, to get something positive done here.
All right, we're going to do this is what we're going to do, folks. We're going to ask everybody that's watching this broadcast or listening to us right now, go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I want to urge you, if you're watching us right now on Facebook or Periscope or listening to us on SiriusXM or a number of other stations, let's stand up for this sergeant, bronze recipient, bronze star, Green Beret, Sergeant First Class Charles Martland. Let's take action. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. Your voice has to be heard here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Logan's going to let you know how you can stay connected with the ACLJ and also get our app.
That's right. ACLJ.org, great way to do it. Also, if you have an iOS device and soon an Android device, right now, iOS device, download the ACLJ app. We're about to go through a major update. It's probably the easiest way to sign each and every petition to be part of the conversation. As always, on Facebook and on Periscope every day. See you tomorrow.
The ACLJ is sending a critical legal letter to the Secretary of Defense demanding direct action to stop this moral outrage and reinstate the brave Green Beret who exposed it. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from rape. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.